This is the play Millionaires by L. Mark Douglas. The characters are as follows. James Jones, mid-30s, straight male, very attractive, aspiring actor, would like to marry a millionairess, but would also like to earn his own million. Oozes charm, great manners, conservative, suave, and tall. Jason Jones, mid-30s, gay male, very attractive, looking for a handsome millionaire, quite spoiled and very colorful, medium height. Jewel Jones, sister to James and Jason, gorgeous, early 30s, dresses like a model, looking for a very handsome millionaire. She is the true mother hen, Miss in Charge. Jamocha Jones, late 20s, cousin to the three other main characters, looks gorgeous when necessary, otherwise very ordinary to scary. Speaks with her father's Jamaican accent when not trying to impress. Looking for a millionaire from any walk of life. Very erratic and sometimes rowdy and uncouth. Those are the four main characters. The rest of the characters are Nana Jo, grandmotherish fairy godmother to the four main characters. Really way out. Looks about 100 years old. Long white braids. Stutters and warbles her voice. Very eccentric. Appears in the air stumbling through a revolving cylinder. Devoted to her grands. Ms. Makeup. Created from Nana Jo's fairy dust. An old friend from thousands of years ago. She is way overpainted, yet maintains her fierce look. Blonde hair, platform heels, and a very tight jean pantsuit. Has the power to paint luck on people and does so throughout the play. She remains seated upstage throughout the play until her makeup magic is necessary. The twins, sleazy and breezy. Mid-20s, white females that speak with a heavy southern accent. Very attractive. Love the main characters, especially James. Very entertaining and useful. Will do anything to be included in the affairs of the Joneses. Simon Vanderbilt. Mid-20s, white male, very attractive and rich. Born into a wealthy, prestigious family. Never worked a day in his life. Has unlimited trust accounts, spoiled to the hilt. Lots of fun all the time. Doesn't mind spending money or giving it away. A good friend to the Joneses and often their financial rock. Prince Kotoku, also called Koto. African prince, early 20s. Presently resides in America. Has diplomatic responsibilities there. Not very attractive, but very rich. Wears African garb most of the time. He is son to the king of a rich African tribe. He is looking for an American bride to take back to his country. Queen Mother. African queen and mother of Prince Kotoku. Very snobbish and very rich. Always in gowns with lots of jewels. Drives everybody up the wall with her presence and demands attention. Very protective of her son and his money. Uses her awareness of gold diggers to her advantage in protecting her son. Yamanji, Jamaican, mid-30s, extremely handsome, dreads. Flaunts money, though he never reveals how he makes it. Dresses in the finest Jamaican clothes. Glows in gold jewelry, constantly flirts with his dreads, pushing them back off his face. Madame Susu, absolutely gorgeous, mid-30s, a great entrepreneur, gained her fortune running Susu's and parlayed her money into the entertainment industry, establishing one of the most thriving entertainment companies in the country. She is presently conducting a campaign to search for America's perfect black man to be featured in her next major production, though she has actually rigged this campaign to find the perfect man for herself. Devin DeVille, the most gorgeous gay man ever. Very tall, oozes with personality. The most pleasant, kind, and friendly person ever. Everybody loves him. Best friend of Madame Susu. Very rich and very well connected. Very middle of the line. You wouldn't know he was gay. He comes from a wealthy, well-established family, though his personal fortune and great connections presently derive from his ownership of the club for the elite, Metropolis. He is what Steve Rubell was to Studio 54. Those are the characters. Play begins with musical overture. Scene opens with blackened stage. Four spotlights are focused on four beds where the heads of the main characters are featured as children lying under covers. Dialogue takes place amongst the four. A spot is focused in the air, stage left, revealing a revolving tubular canister, like in the funhouse at an amusement park, where Nana Jo is stumbling through, hardly able to stand. Nana Jo sprinkles fairy dust down onto stage, and Ms. Makeup appears. They exchange dialogue. Miss Makeup approaches each character one by one and paints makeup on each until they reappear as adults. As she finishes painting each character, they begin to sing Millionaires. As each one sings, the blackened area of their section of the stage is transformed into their fabulous Hollywood apartment. Miss Makeup moves from bed to bed until all children are transformed into adults and joined together in their apartment singing the opening song, Millionaires. Act 1, Scene 1.
I'm a hungry. What's a here to eat? Nothing. 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 Why y'all ain't never got nothing here to eat? 'Cause we's poor. Why do you think? I hate being poor. Me too. Me too. Well, we's poor too, but at least we's got food. Well, we got food too. We just ain't got no midnight snacks. I hate being poor. Me too. Me too. I knows one thing. When I grows up, I ain't gonna be poor. Me neither. Me neither. Me neither. Yeah. Well, when I grow up, I'm gonna marry me a millionaire. A millionaire? Well, if you gonna marry you a millionaire, then I'm gonna marry me a billionaire. Well, then I'm marrying me a zillionaire. Well, then what come after that? That's what I'm marrying. Who gonna marry you with that funny way you talk? They all laugh. Don't be making fun of how I talk. I don't know why Aunt Jerry went and married a Jamaican. I heard Mama say that he be sleeping with the grass. He don't be sleeping in nobody's grass. Oh, Jamoka, just shut up. Don't be telling me shut up. Can we just change this conversation? Okay, what we gonna talk about?
They pause. Everyone says,
Millionaires!
Spots stay focused on four as they freeze. Additional spot focuses on Sylleter in air as Nana Jo is seen fumbling through and wobbling. Nana Jo.
So, you say you want to marry some millionaires, eh? Well,
You never do it without my help. Dang fool kids don't even know how to go to sleep. Well, I guess I'm gonna have to help you now. Okay, let me see. You sure need more than what you got going for you. Now, let me see.
Pulling all sorts of junk out of her bag and dropping it in cylinder.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I got it. Paint a little luck on them. That's right.
She throws some fairy dust down onto the stage and Miss Makeup appears.
Miss Makeup, girl, I need you to do me a favor, honey. I need you to paint a little luck on my babies, honey girl. Now, you know you owe me, so just take care of my babies for me, okay? I'll catch you on the rebound. See you later, sweetie pie.
Spot phases out on Nana Joe as she stumbles back through cylinder. Miss Makeup remains on stool backstage. Children come back to life. Everyone.
Billionaires!
Come on, let's talk about millionaires. No, let's talk about marrying one.
Okay, let's make a plan.
No. Let's make a what do you call it? A pact.
Okay. Let me see. We'll all marry millionaires.
Okay.
They all make gestures and snap their fingers. Nana Joe is heard in the background. Everyone freezes. Music to opening number begins. Nana Joe's wicked long laugh is heard from afar. Ms. Makeup Spot blinks as she begins to sashay over to Jewel, who she begins painting. Entire first quarter of stage from top to bottom is consumed with fairy dust sparkles. Encore to Millionaires is played as Ms. Makeup finishes painting Jewel. When done, Jewel arises from bed as an adult, moves upstage into apartment, which is revealed after fairy dust stops, and begins to sing her segment of Millionaires. Bed disappears, and Ms. Makeup moves on to James and begins to paint him. Jewel.
I'm gonna marry me a millionaire. He's gonna pick me up from here and place me right over there. I say that. I'm gonna marry me a millionaire because that's the life for me. I'm sick of crawling, got to get out of here. I'm taking the next flight up. Take me directly to where I say that I can marry me a millionaire because, hey, that's the life for me. Do, 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 do. Come on and get me. I am ready, my dear. You see, I'm groomed, I'm primped, I'm primed, I'm pressed. Hey, let's get the heck out of here. Come on, guys. I've got to marry me a millionaire because, that's the life for me.
Jewel has winded up stage in apartment. Bed has disappeared. Miss Makeup has finished with James. Same action occurs as he begins to sing. Me too, I say, hey, hey, I'm gonna marry me a millionaire. She's gonna pick me up from here and place me right over there. I say, hey, I'm gonna marry me a millionaire because, hey, that's the life for me. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, I say, I need to marry me a millionaire. You see, I'm spoiled, I'm rotten, I don't like to work, and I just got to get out of here. I tell ya, I've got to marry me a millionaire, because hey, that's the life for me. I'm looking for someone who can keep me in gear. I've got my clothes, my nails, the gym, the gin. I need someone who really cares. I tell ya, I've got to marry me a millionaire, because hey, that's the life for me. Jamocha sings. I got to marry me a millionaire. He's got to pick me up from here and put me right over there. Me tells ya, me got to marry me a millionaire, because I'm on, that's the life for me. Yeah man, I tell ya, life's too confusing, I just wanna be me. I don't want to hear nothing from nobody, so please just leave me be. I tells ya, I got to marry me a millionaire, because I'm on, that's the life for me. Why you say, I say the fish got to swim and the birds got to fly. I got to be a me until the day that I die. Yeah, man, I say, I got to marry me a millionaire, because I'm on, that's the life for me. Yeah, man. Jason sings. I'm gonna marry me a millionaire. He's gonna pick me up from here and place me right over there. Hey baby, I've got to marry me a millionaire, because hey, that's the life for me. Hey baby, with looks like these, you know I've got to beware. I know I'm born with something special, but hey, they begin to wear. I tell you, baby, I've got to marry me a millionaire, because that's the life for me. I'll accept no other. Maybe I'll get rich on my own and get by, but hey, if Billy or Bobby or Jimmy will help me, hey, why not give them a try? I tell ya, hey, I've got to marry me a millionaire, because that's the life for me. Music plays and all four tap or dance to the music and then begin to sing as a group. They all sing. We're gonna marry us a millionaire. They're gonna pick us up from here and place us right over there with the rest of them. We're gonna marry some millionaires, because fish got to swim, birds got to fly. June's gonna always come before July. We all got to live, we all got to die, and it don't need to be no reason why. We say we're gonna marry some millionaires, because that's the life for me. And me, on me, and we. We tell you we are gonna marry some millionaires, because that's the life for me. For me. For me. Song ends amidst applause. The four are hastily moving about the stage, getting ready to go ahead with the day as applause continues. Dialogue begins when applause ends.
Come on, Jason. If I don't get to that agency on time, they'll just let another girl's fingers do the walking. Now step on it. I don't intend to be typing 100 words a minute for the rest of my life.
Jason stops to fluff up his eyes.
Ah! Leave Buster Shade of Blush alone. That thing costs $39.95 on sale. Are you crazy?
Now look, girl. You are the one that had me up all night long trying to help you snag that prince. Now my eyes need a lift.
Well, try some magic markers, honey. They're only 59 cents. And hurry up. You know if I get bumped from this assignment today, I won't have the money we need on Friday for the rent. And we don't want to bother Simon again, honey. Now step.
Okay, I'm coming.
Jamocha, honey. Now, you know it's your day to clean up this house around here. We got the prince and his godforsaken mother coming over for dinner tonight. So don't forget the spick and span, girl. Yaman, I got you. And don't be talking that stuff tonight. I want the Queen's English this evening.
Yes, my dear, madame, your whole soul graciousness.
Now, don't you even try it.
That's right, Miss Thing. Make sure you clean to impress this one, because Queen Mother is a full dose. You know, I think she likes me more than she likes you, honey. She was trying to hold onto my arm all night while she was keeping her eyes on Miss Jewel and Prince Moneybags.
Well, maybe I should consider an old queen.
No, child. It's the males in the families that have the money. The women only guard it.
And guard they do. You shoulda, Jewel cuts him off.
Can we go? Come on,
pulling him.
Okay, woman. Just because you're paying the rent don't mean
they exit.
So, cuz, what you got planned for today?
Oh, they've got this contest-like audition at this studio on Sunset.
What's this? Contest-like audition? Mon, is this another one of them jobs where you don't get paid? I told you about that, Mon. We don't got no time for you to be wasting our time, Mon. If it ain't no money, forget it, honey.
No, this definitely is on the up and up. Especially if I win. And I will win.
And just why will you win?
Do you dare to question the talent of this divine piece of juicy, black, sweet, honey gingerbread? With brown sugar on top? Picking up a long knife.
Well, honey, can I have a slice?
This job just better be on the up and up.
No, straight up. This audition is sponsored by Mega Media. And the judge is none other than Madam Susu herself.
Madam Susu? Ah, my girl got more money than the president himself.
President ain't got no money, girl.
Got more than us. So tell me, what's this contest about?
Okay. They are looking for the next bona fide star of the universe. And you are looking at him. Maybe I won't have to marry to get my millions. Maybe I'll earn it myself.
Cut the crap and get on with it.
Okay. Mega Media is producing a remake of Caribbean in the Sun. And they want an unknown to play the lead. Everybody else in the movie is already a star.
Get the out and you's about to join the ranks?
Just call me Belafonte. They both laugh.
You know, I think Jason told me he likes a best friend. I think he said she hangs out at that new club he go to.
You mean Metropolis?
Yeah, man, that's it.
Well, I'll find out soon as he gets back. Look, I gotta figure out which is the sexiest outfit I've got. I'm selling the whole package today. I'm even using Magic Shave.
Ah! You mean I got to spell that crap, man? Make sure you open them windows and please close the door until you've aired the place out.
Now, do I say anything when you in there frying your head with that lie?
Don't even try it. Just close the door behind you. Goodbye.
James exits, closing door behind him. Jamocha begins her cleanup. As she cleans, she is talking to herself and then begins to sing, I Can't Believe.
How much cleaning can a young woman take? I should call that father of mine and get some money to get her maid for the day. Cleaning is definitely not for me.
Nope, I promised Mama that I would not take his money.
I don't know why. It still spends, and I could probably help out with the rent this week. Before this week is out, I'm going over there. She'll never know. I don't know why I always have to be feeling guilty about this all the time.
She sings, I Can't Believe.
I can't believe that I was just so blind I could not see that all of the things in the front of me was never meant to be. But he created and she created, they presented this to me. So what was I to do but to get down and do what to come naturally? Yes, I say, he created and she created, they presented this to me. So what was I to do but to get down and do what to come naturally? Me manners are atrocious, though they are not meant to be. Say, me sticks me fingers in me nostrils, but so I can breathe free. So excuse me, please, if I'm in your way, please don't bother what I say. 'Cause I'm going to do what I know to do, and what I know to do is play.
She dances frantically to music for a few bars and then begins to sing again.
Dun da 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 da. Boom! Yes, I say, he created and she created, they presented this to me. So what was I to do but to get down and do what to come naturally? For all of me cousins me put on the act, I be just as they'd like me to be. With etiquette proper, I shine just like copper. I put on the act, you see. So like I say, excuse me, please, if I'm in your way, please don't bother what I say. 'Cause I'm going to do what I know to do, and what I know to do is play.
She plays and sings again.
Yes, what I know to do is play. We all is willing to rake in a million. Me helps any way that I can. To get me to act nice, you won't have to act twice. If you act, get me $1 million, man. Yeah, man. Say, all for one and the one for all is the pack we created, you see. So, if James get, then I get, or Jason, then I get, or Jewel can give it to me. Say, hey, so excuse me, please, if I'm in your way, please don't bother what I say. 'Cause I'm going to do what I know to do, and what I know to do is play.
She plays.
Yes, I say, he created and she created, they presented this to me. So what was I to do a butter get down and do a what to come naturally. Hey, yes, sir, I say he created and she created. They presented this to me. What was I to do a butter get down and do a what to come naturally? I say, what to come naturally? I say, what to come naturally?
Song ends amidst applause as James enters looking fantastic.
Girl, what is all that noise? You got company?
Well, excuse me, King Tut. Or should I say, Holy Moses? Or should I just call you the shining knight in black armor? James, I am just jack gasping, honey. You are definitely winning the prize. I am practically dead alive just looking at you, honey. What you got in that back room, child? I better go get me some. You know, looking at you all done up like that, I think we's definitely getting the money, honey.
So, you're impressed? I've made the bill?
Every last million of them, honey. Those poor folk won't even stand a chance, honey. You are on fire.
Why, thank you. You have boosted my morale, cuz. Now let me go work these folks. Come here. Give me a kiss for luck. They freeze. Miss Makeup sashays over and paints a little luck on James. She sashays back and scene continues as Jamocha prepares to give James a kiss.
Thanks, Jamocha. I could sure use that.
He throws her a kiss. Love you.
I loves you too. You divine piece of juicy black sweet honey gingerbread with brown sugar on top.
See you. James exits.
Keep your eyes on the prize money. I mean, honey.
Jamocha lovingly looks on starry-eyed as James exits. She looks at her watch and continues cleaning. She stops for a break and begins to sing again.
Yes, sir, I say he created and she created. They presented this to me. So what was I to do about to get down and do a what to come naturally? Hey, hey, say what to come naturally. Ding dong.
Bell rings and in enters Sleazy and Breezy.
Well, if it ain't the sleaze and the breeze. Well, hello, Jemima. Oh, excuse me, I mean Jamocha. Hey, girl. I see you all's playing the little old maid again. Now, did you all come over here looking for trouble, Miss Girls? Well, actually, no. We just thought we'd catch a little old peek at that handsome stud muffin cousin of you all's. Girl, I done told you the man is not available. We saving him for a millionaire's. Well, surely we can at least take a peek.
Looking around.
You know, Sleaze really has a lot to offer, Jamocha. Oh, really? What she got to offer? Well, she can cook. Mm-hmm. And she can clean. Oh, yeah?
Hands her a broom.
Here's the broom. Let me see. And she's really smart. Is that all? Look, girls. We haven't a VIP affair here tonight, and I've got to finish cleaning this place. So if you can help clean, you're welcome. Otherwise, you got to go. Did you all come over here for anything special other than getting a peek at James? Well, actually, we did come over to see if you all would lend us a little of sugar for our coffee. But since we're here, did you mention something about a VIP party? Now, you all wouldn't be having a little old party without inviting little old us now, would y'all?
Now, you all know we got an open door policy to the rich and famous. But you all can come to 8 o'clock.
Oh, goody. Well, we do have a little time this morning. I guess we could give you all a little old hand.
They proceed to help clean while chatting.
So what's this party for? Why, I best I can guess. It's one of Jules' plots to land a millionaire, right? Is there anything else on our agenda? Well, I hope you all luck out this time. Just let us know anything we all can do to help out now.
Exaggerating their entertainment abilities.
Now, you're not offering to entertain us again, now are you?
Well, if you all would like.
Forget it, honey. No entertainment this evening. We're trying to catch millionaires, not chase them away.
No, child, I'm just joking. Y'all sing good, but not tonight.
Oh, they moan. Okay, I'll tell you what. Since you all are so nice and willing to help me clean, I'll let you entertain me, but just for a minute. So what you got?
Well, actually, we have been working on a new song. Yes, like we're twins, but we're so different, you know? But we still get along. Let's hit it, Breeze.
They sing We Keep Rolling Along.
Hey, I'm breezy, but not too breezy. And I'm sleazy, but not too sleazy. We're twins, and we keep rolling along, along. Hey, I'm blonde, but not too blonde. And I'm red, but not too red. We're twins, hey, and we keep rolling along, along. They say twins are different if they're short and tall. But we say, hey, it just doesn't matter at all. Not at all. I say, I've got a switch, that just won't quit. I've got a sigh, that gets me by. But switching sigh, oh my, keeps us rolling along, along. I like tea with milk and honey. OJ, hey, makes me sunny in the morning. Ain't it funny how it keeps us rolling along, along. I say what's in is out. She says what out is in. I've got to have my wine. She's got to have her gin. And if I say it's right, she's got to say it's wrong. But we keep rolling along. I say, come on and get my drift. We can all just exist if you're the horse's head or his hind. I say variety is the spice of life. It's nothing but a sign of the time. So I say I'm breezy, but not too breezy. And I'm sleazy, but not too sleazy. We're twins, and we keep rolling along.
The twins tap for a few bars and end song again.
Dun da 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 da. So I say I'm breezy, but not too breezy. And I'm sleazy, but not too sleazy. We're twins, and we keep rolling along. Now that was really cute now. So can we get to work now? After day is gone now, so let's get on with it.
Okay, I'll dust. Where's the cloth? And since you've already introduced me to Mr. Broom here, I guess I'll just dance with little old him.
Well, don't hurt yourself, honey. Okay, let's hit it.
Stage dims to blackout. And Jamocha and the twins are seen in neon clothes cleaning apartment to the beat of the music of I Can't Believe. Twins fade out, and Jamocha is left cleaning alone. Stage has been set for scene two while this has been going on. Act one, scene two. Scene opens with three of the Fab Four updating their goings-on of the day and making plans for the evening soiree. Everyone is dressed to the nines. Jamocha enters a few minutes after everyone else, looking like Cinderella at the ball.
Girl, Miss Jamocha beat this house to death, honey. You sure this ain't the Royal Palais?
Hey, I can sit my bright whites right down here on this floor, and they might even get cleaner.
I told Miss Thing to work it. She must have worked her fingers to the bone, child. Well, we are ready to entertain, or should I say, put on the act. Now let's get down to business. Ding dong, bell rings. Now who is this, y'all? We got plans to make.
She opens door.
Why, Simon, darling! Everybody, it's our beloved Simon!
Everyone reacts fondly.
Where have you been hiding, honey? We've missed you.
What's up, Si? Hugging him.
Hello, sweetie darling. You don't mind me calling you sweetie darling, do you, sweetie?
What's the matter, Simon, baby? You don't sound so good.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Well, if you must know, Jean-Louis left me.
You're kidding.
Oh, my baby, come to mama.
She embraces him.
What happened?
He said he was tired of me seeing other people. What's this world coming to?
He boo-hoos and sings the Verge of Tears.
I am on a verge of tears. My baby done left me and I just don't know what to do. I tell ya, I am in the flu. Ooh, my sinuses are running and I feel like I am crying the blues. I say I'm on the verge of tears. Please, won't somebody help me? Can you just show me or lead me the way? I tell ya, I am in a daze, cause I feel like I've been jilted, cause I just do not know how to behave. Is monogamy the only way to pass the day? What a boring way. It ain't my way and I just can't play. Somebody's got to show me the way so I can keep my honey today. Cause I am on the verge of tears. My baby done left me and I just don't know what to do. It's like I'm in a witch's brew. My bones feel disconnected and my heart bleeds like tomato soup. I say I'm on the verge of tears. Please, won't somebody help me with a pill or a prescription to take? With all the money that I've got. You think that I could buy it, cause I've got to get rid of this ache. Is monogamy the only way? What is this word that I just don't know? Everyone says it's the way to go. I just can't take it, I just don't know. Is this what it'll take to make me grow? Cause I am on the verge of tears. My baby done left me and I just don't know what to do. I tell you, I am in the flu. My sinuses are running and I feel like I am crying the blues. I say I'm on the verge of tears.
He ends song sobbing. Jewel caresses him.
Oh, Simon. Honey, don't you worry. Mama's on the case. You know Jean-Louis will come back to you. He ain't got a pot to piss in. You really think so?
Don't worry, Simon. That fool ain't nobody's fool.
Simon, we having a party tonight. Why don't you come and let us cheer you up?
Yeah! I'll even call and invite Jean-Louis right now.
Picking up phone.
I'll just tell him this is a millionaire affair. He'll be here with bells on.
Simon cheers up.
Hello, Jean-Louis, darling. This is the jewel. of our millionaire affairs this evening, and we just knew you'd love to attend. Oh, with bells on. Okay, darling. About 8-ish. Kisses. Ta-ta.
She hangs up phone, grinning at Simon, grinning at her.
A party, a party. We're going to have a party. Oh, this is just great. Oh, by the way, did you get enough bubbly? Oh, don't worry. I'll send a few cases over.
Yes, we got a few ones, new ones to impress tonight.
By the way, how did you guys make out with the rent?
Everything's fine, Simon, honey.
Let me leave you a check anyway, just in case. I'll leave it blank. There you go. I've got to run and get dressed. But I feel much better, sweetie darlings. You don't mind me calling you sweetie darlings, do you, sweeties? Toodles, till later.
He exits. You know, maybe we better use that check to further impress the queen.
Honey, whatever it takes. Now let's get down to business. Now here's the plan. Now you know we got a tough cookie to crumble here tonight.
I done primed you on Miss Tata, James. Jason done already met the frog. Or should I say the toad. Now she already likes Jason, James. But maybe you can keep her amused also while I pour it on with the prince. Just a minute. I haven't given you my news yet.
Now look, are we all for one and one for all? Or should I say all for 1 million and 1 million for all? Or 2 million? Or 3 million?
No, listen to what I have to say. We have another member of the wealthy and elite attending the festivities this evening.
What? Child, now wait a minute. Are you saying Mother is going to have to play the field?
Maybe I should change into my red dress. Now just calm down, baby. There's no need for you to do any extra hoops and twirls. I acquired the interest this afternoon of the one and only Madam Susu. Not Miss Moneybag Susu. Not the female entrepreneur of the decade. Not Miss Casting Agent, Producer, Director, and anything else that's good and rich, Miss Susu. Jamocha enters, screaming with excitement. She is sparkling. Everyone is aghast.
You won! You did it! We're rich!
Notices everyone staring.
What's wrong? What y'all looking at? Well?
Girl? You look fierce.
Who you planning on snagging? You got a prince coming too? Now how did you clean up this place all day and wind up looking like that?
Oh, these rags. Just call me Cinderella.
So James, tell me, did you really snag Madam Susu? You won the contest?
No, not quite, but I'm on my way.
Now what is this?
James tried out for the lead in Mega Media's Caribbean in the Sun. They looking for a fresh new face. Everyone else in the film is already a star.
You got it? You got it?
Like I said, I'm on my way. I'm one of the three finalists. But if I may say so myself, Madam Susu seems to be sniffing my way. She practically invited herself to our little soiree.
Looks like we are in for a very juicy evening.
You know, Susu, that's what they call her, hangs out at Devon DeVille's Metropolis. They are very good friends. I hope she brings him along.
I told her she could bring anybody she'd like. Oh, my God, I'm getting nervous. Somebody, get me a drink.
Child, what is your problem?
Problem? Girl, problem is the least of words to describe Devon DeVille. The man is the catch of the century, baby. Not only is he rich, His family is rich, filthy rich. He's handsome, well-mannered, charming, friendly. Everyone loves him. And he owns Metropolis. The man is perfect. And best of all, he's gay.
Get out, man!
You mean we got more millionaires descending upon our peaceful abode? Just make sure you keep up with the Queen's English this evening, Jamocha. No switching up. You got it? Yeah, man, don't even try it. Come on now. We got serious plans to make. Serious plans. Now, let me see now. Let me see. They all proceed to pace. And one by one, they chant, let me see, until they all freeze in their spots. Ms. Makeup gets off her stool and sassays over to Paint Jewel, who begins to sing, Paint a Little Luck on Me. She repeats for the other characters as they sing.
Paint a little luck on me, I say, just the luck I really need, I say, paint a little luck on me, and I'll be on my way, I say, hey, hey, make my day, hey, make me gay, come on, chase all of my blues away, I say, make it so that what I say will get me on my way.
Me too, hey, hey, slap a bit of that luck on me, I say, give me a dose that's fit for a king, I say, paint me so they'll do anything, and I'll be on my way, hey, 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 make me look like Hercules, I say, have Madame Susu begging me, I say, make it so she'll do anything, and I'll be on my way. Hey, hey, me too, paint a little luck on me, I say, make some millionaire notice me, I say, make him just fall all over me, and I'll be on my way. Hey, 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 make me flawless, make me chic, I say, make me so the men are weak, I say, make them give me all I seek, and I'll be on my way. Me too, me too, paint a lot of that luck on me, I say, don't spare the brush I really need, I say, a large dose of luck you see. To get me on my way, I say, hey, hey, maybe a millionaire's on his way, and if he shows up, he'll make my day, so please paint me gently, cause I'm all aflame, and I'll be on my way. Okay, boys and girls, now I've given you all of my luck, I say, I've got to go and reload up, but hey, don't you worry, you've got enough to get you on your way. So I say, hey, go have your party, have no fear, because you're gonna get your millionaires, I say. So you be happy, you be merry, be gay, and I'll be on my way, I say, I said. So you be happy, you be merry, be gay, and I'll be on my way.
Nana Jo's voice is heard in the background as Miss Makeup returns to her stool.
Thank you, honey!
Lights dim and scene ends. Act 1, Scene 3. Doorbell rings and in enters the prince, his mother, and her ladies-in-waiting. Jason enters the room with Queen Mother on his arm. Jewel runs to greet her.
Queen Mother, welcome!
welcome to our home. Please feel free to make yourself as comfortable as you'd like. My house is your home this evening.
Why, thank you, dear.
Abruptly turning and giggling with Jason, Prince Kotoku enters. Jewel runs to him.
Prince Kotoku, I'm so happy you could make it.
Why, thank you, Jewel. And may I say you look as lovely as a queen of denial.
Oh, Prince, darling, you're making me blush.
Queen Mother cuts a glance at Jewel. Jewel notices her dissatisfaction with her Prince Darling comment and scurries to introduce him to others.
Allow me to introduce you to the rest of my family. This is my brother, James.
My pleasure, James. Jason and Jewel have told us all about your acting career. Let us know of your next performance and we will be there. Mother dear, come and meet Jewel's brother, James, my mother, the Queen.
James kisses the Queen's hand. I am honored to be in the presence of such a queen. Consider me your humble slave.
Oh, dear! Why, Jewel! You do seem to surround yourself with such divine young men. I think I need a bit of fresh air. Would you both be so kind as to escort me to your terrace? I'd love to see the city from this high up.
James and Jason both. Your wish is our desire. They each take an arm of the queen as Jewel looks on with raised eyebrows. Jewel proceeds to introduce the prince to Jamocha. The queen is heard laughing as she exits.
Prince Kotoku, this is our cousin, Jamocha.
Ding dong!
Bell rings. Oh, please, excuse me for just a minute while I answer the door.
She leaves them hopelessly staring at each other.
Well, hello.
Hello. So, Jules told me so much about you.
Oh, really? Why, she's told me so little about you.
Oh?
Yeah.
A song may be added for the prince to sing at this time, expressing his affection for Jamocha.
Oh?
Suddenly, the noisy entrance of Madame Susu and her entourage break the romantic moment.
Such a pleasure to meet you, honey. Where's your brother James?
Looking around.
Oh, this is Devon DeVille.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've heard so much about you. My brother Jason is anxious to meet you.
Susu says to Devon,
well, honey, if he's as hot as his brother James, you are in for a treat. And I hear that he is.
Well, lay him on me, baby. I'm ready.
Just where are they?
Prince Kotoku, allow me to introduce you to Madame Susu and her guest, Devon DeVille.
A prince in our midst, shall I bow?
Not necessary. My pleasure.
He bows.
And allow me to introduce my cousin, Jamocha.
A pleasure. So where are your brothers?
So sorry, but my mother, the queen,
seems to have escaped to the terrace for a bit of fresh air with Jason on one arm and James on the other.
Well, actually, it is a bit warm in here. Wouldn't you say so, Devin?
Well, not Susu Pocasin. Actually, I'm burning up. Queen Mother re-enters with a brother on each arm.
Mother dear, allow me to introduce Madame Susu and her guest, Devin DeVille.
Susu whispering to Devin.
Look at her holding on to my piece. She better unhand him,
Devin says. Yeah, she can let the other one loose too.
My pleasure. I had no idea I'd be socializing with royalty,
snatching James away from the queen. Such regal beauty. Allow me, he kisses her hand. Devin DeVille, at your service.
Oh, why, I don't know when I've been surrounded by such a group of mannerable, attractive, young African-American men. I must say, Jewel, you do know how to mix a most interesting crowd. Might I freshen my face, dear?
But of course, Queen Mother, right this way. Excuse us, please.
Spot focuses on David, Devin, and Jason. And you must be Jason. You know my name? Madame Susu makes a point of researching everyone she's about to meet. She said you were something special, and I'm inclined to agree.
I think I'm getting a little dizzy.
That's okay, baby. Just fall right into my arms. I'll always catch you. Boy, you certainly are everything they say. So you've heard?
Well, you are the talk of the town.
Madame Susu interrupts while passing through with James.
So, Devin, was I right or was I right? Again?
As usual. So, James, seems as if you may be on your way to stardom.
Well, they say you can't count your chickens till they're hatched. Well, from what I hear, you're the hottest cock on the block.
Susu cuts him off.
Now let's not reveal any secrets, Devin, darling. You know, I simply cannot remember enjoying myself so.
I'll drink to that.
Me too. Me too.
Well, let's make that unanimous.
They break into the song, Love is Moving Through the Air. Ms. Makeup walks around sprinkling fairy dust as each person sings each a line. They sing, and then they all repeat the song together.
Love is moving through the air, do-do-do-do. Love is moving everywhere, do-do-do-do. Just you open your eyes and see, do-do-do-do. I can give you all that you need. I'm coming from here and there. I'm coming from everywhere. Just open your eyes and see just what you mean to me. And all I want you to be is just a part of me. Do, 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 love is moving through the air. Do, 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 love is moving everywhere. Do, 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 just give your love right up to me. Do, 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 'cause I can feel your
Every need I can open up your mind. Just give me a little time. I encompass all you see. I'll fulfill your every need. And all I want you to be is just a part of me. Music continues. All are enraptured. They all dance. Miss Makeup is sprinkling fairy dust all around. They continue singing. Mmm, love is moving through the air. Do, 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 do. Love is moving everywhere. Do, 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 do. Just you open your eyes and see. Do, 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 do. I can give you all that you need. I'm coming from here and there. I'm coming from everywhere. Just open your eyes and see just what you mean to me. And all I want you to be is just a part of me. Do, 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 do. Love is moving through the air. Do, 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 do. Love is moving everywhere. Do, 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 do. Just give your love right up to me. Do, 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 do. 'Cause I can feel your every need. I can open up your mind. Just give me a little time. I encompass all you see. I'll fulfill your every need. And all I want you to be is just a part of me. Scene fades with guests seen leaving and waving goodbye as Love is Moving Through the Air is saying softer and sexier until stage is dark. Act 1, Scene 4. Scene opens in apartment the morning after. Fab Four are updating. Jason.
What a night! Pinch me, girl. Was it all a dream? Am I for real? Am I in love? Child, do you even know what love is? Well, something is definitely going on, 'cause I can't sleep, I don't want to eat, and my stomach feels beat. Why, darling, you just got indigestion, honey. Now, the question is, are you on the road to a million?
Well, I think I'm on the path.
Well, all right now.
James enters moaning.
Oh, my head, please, somebody help me. Is there anything anybody can do to help get my head together? I mean, is my head on my head?
Not you too. Did I miss something? Or do you have indigestion too?
Will somebody please help me? Jamocha child, will you please get yourself up and make this man one of your pick-me-ups before his whining drives me crazy?
Jamocha stands up and stumbles.
Not you, too. Indigestion, I suppose. Well, never mind, child. Sit yourself down. I'll throw a concoction together that'll get all of your stomachs moving.
She proceeds to create concoction.
Now tell me, y'all. Are we on the road to a million? I tell you, that Queen Mother is some piece of work. The woman nearly talked me to death in that bathroom. I guess I really got her in my pocket. Or should I say, my pocketbook?
She laughs and proceeds.
I feel like I'm floating. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know we're in this for the money. But I must say, Mr. DeVille has truly turned me all the way out. I think I'd marry him if he was poor as a church mouse. Now you just cut that nonsense out, child. We are not in this for love. We're in it for the love of money.
Hey, there's more ways to make a million than marrying it. I could earn it myself and will if things don't work out. Hey, the way I feel, anything's possible, James moans.
All right, already, it's on the way.
She brings the first glass to James and he drinks. Now straighten up. Don't stop. Don't stop.
What was that? Woman, is you trying to kill me? Are you crazy?
She proceeds to Jamaica.
Okay, Jamaica, honey, here you go. Woman, me pass. Don't even try it. Drink up.
She hesitates.
Drink up.
Jamaica drinks up and sits back down with the only face.
Okay, Jason, honey, your turn. Girl, the way I feel, this could be poison and I'd still love it.
He drinks up.
That wasn't so bad. Now, just a minute, homie. Now, I can see that the man got your jollies going, but have you lost your mind? Wasn't so bad. That was the worst pick-me-up I have ever had, and it didn't pick me up either.
Oh, just think positive.
Man, do you hear this one? Think positive. Yeah, the man really got you going, huh?
And what about you?
Mind your mouth, child. The cat's not out of the bag yet.
And just what bag is this? James moans.
Now really, James?
Okay, y'all. It's time we take care of business now. I'd say it looks as if we're on our way to the bank. So let's update. According to my calculations, James, dear, I'd say Madam Susu seems to be all sewn up. You probably get the part, but if you don't, who cares? There's a whole lot of parts in her bank account, so I suggest you continue to focus on all angles.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Jason, honey, from what I see, Devin seems to be as in love as you are. So you just keep on doing whatever it is you're doing, honey. And might I add that you certainly seem like a breath of sweet fresh air. Keep up the good work, Casanova.
Why, thank you, Miss In Charge.
You're very welcome, darling. Just keep those dollar signs headed my way. Now, like I said, I've got the queen in my pocketbook. So it shouldn't be but another minute before my little prince comes running right along. It's a shame the woman had to occupy all my time last night trying to make herself beautiful. But I'll just consider it money in the bank. Okay, now, Jamaica, honey, we got to work on you. You didn't by any chance run into any stray millionaire last night, did you?
Well, James cries out.
Jew, I think I'm gonna be.
He gets up and runs toward the bathroom as Jew runs behind him.
Watch out for my carpet and lift that toilet seat up.
Jamaica.
Oh, Jason, what am I gonna do? I didn't plan for the prince to want me. What is Jew gonna say?
Honey, forget Jew. All she cares about is money. She ain't that crazy about that prince anyway, or his mother. Long as somebody's getting the money, it'll be fine by her, honey.
But what if she think I stole him from her? You don't think it happened that way, do you? What if she...
Oh, Jamaica, honey, don't cry, baby. That prince is not for Jewel. She could never put up with him. Or his mother. Baby, Jew loves you. You don't think that mother hen would let a man come between her and her family? Listen to me, girl. I know Miss Jew. Long as you getting the money, the girl is going to be thrilled. Miss Jew could never love that prince. But you'd be getting money and love out of the deal. So don't fret. We just got to find somebody for her. Now listen, I got an idea.
You know, Jewel ain't as uppity as she pretends to be, you know. She need love just like us. Them dollar bills ain't gonna lock their arms around her in the middle of the night. And trust me, the woman needs a good man to put up with her. You should take her down to your father's neck of the woods. You never can tell what she might find down there. Those folks may hang out in the backwoods, but they got plenty of money, honey, and you know what I mean. She needs one of those men who don't take tea from China. Why don't you take her down there with you? You think she would go down there with me? You know, I do know some pretty handsome guys down there. See, that's another thing. You know, Jewel only likes drop-dead gorgeous. And the prince. I mean, I'm not saying he's ugly, but he ain't Jewel's type. You know, Jason, maybe you're right. I'm gonna take her to the barbecue on Saturday. Oh, Jason, I love you. You are so smart. Just think positive, baby. It's all gonna work out just fine. Don't you worry. He sings on top of the world. Jamocha joins him toward the end of the song. What a beautiful time to wake up in the sky and to see just as much as you see. How'd you like to prescribe the ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks? How'd you like to prescribe the ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks you? When the time that you try to reveal to the eye of the secret you need to complete you, they may hear but they'll dare not apply what you bear, for deception's where their pleasure lies. So how'd you like to prescribe the ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks you? When the time that you try to reveal to the eye of the secret you need to complete you, they may hear but they'll dare not apply what you bear, for deception's where their pleasure lies. He talks. Come on, Jamocha, honey. You don't have to worry. He sings. When on top of the world, you can just take a twirl and you always will land on your feet. If you try to jump high, you can reach to the sky. It's a flight that just cannot be beat. Come on, just get it in gear. Get the heck out of here. Have no fear. I'm not here to deceive you. He talks. Come on. Come on. Come on. She rises and they dance. Bum ba dum ba dum bum bum ba dum ba dum bum bum ba da 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 dum bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum bum 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 ba dum ba dum bum bum ba dum bum 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 da da dum bum 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 ba dum bum. Bum ba da bum 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 ba da bum 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 ba da ba da bum 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 da 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 da. So how'd you like to prescribe the ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks you? When they hear and apply what they get from your mind, they begin to rise out of their seat and apply what they find to the thoughts of their mind. There's a feeling that just can't be beat. So how'd you like to prescribe the
ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks you. They may hear, but they'll dare not apply what you...
Hey, wait a minute. I'll apply.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They tap their feet to the beat and they both sing. So how'd you like to prescribe the ideas of your mind to the thoughts of the seeker who seeks you? And they hear and they dare to apply what you bear for deception, not where their pleasure lies. Oh yeah. They hug and kiss each other as Jewel and James enter. Now, what are you two going on about? Yeah, sounds like you are really kicking up a storm in here. No, we're just talking. Jamaica was telling me that her father and his friends are having their annual barbecue tomorrow. And I was telling her that maybe she could get Jewel to go with her. She's a little uptight to go by herself. She said the guys there were too good looking for her.
What was that?
You know how handsome Jamaicans are, and a lot of them got plenty money.
Oh, really? Well, you know, if you really want someone to go with you, I guess I could go. What should I wear?
Jason smiles and makes a hand gesture to Jamoka, who smiles back.
Oh, anything sexy. Okay, so let's get down to business. I think we need to celebrate our great fortune. Our pact is on its way to reality. We are being pursued by millionaires, they all sing.
We're gonna marry us some millionaires. They're gonna pick us up from here and place us right over there with the rest of them. We're gonna marry us some millionaires because fish got to swim, birds got to fly. June's gonna always come before July. We all got to live, we all got to die, and it don't need to be no reason why. We say we're gonna marry some millionaires because that's the life for me. And me, and me, and me, and me, we tell you we are gonna marry some millionaires because that's the life for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. Curtain, end of first act. Act 2, Scene 1. Scene opens with Nana Jo and Cylinder conversing with Miss Makeup. After conversing, the lights come up on the set of the audition of the three finalists for the new Star of the Year. There are many scenes being shot at the same time as Madam Susu walked throughout singing a rap song, Action Cameras, Lights, Oh My, while directing all the scenes.
Miss Makeup! Miss Makeup, girl! Where is your child? Lord, me! Sometimes I don't even think I know where I'm going. Miss Makeup!
Yeah! I'm here!
Honey! I just
had to come and thank you for taking such good care of my baby. You're such a sweetie, sweetie. And you're getting better and better in your old age. Don't you even try it. I'm down here letting you hustle me. You best be nice. Okay, honey. You just keep taking such good care of my baby. Okay, honey. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Nana Jo exits as her spot fades. Lights come up on Audition with Madam Susu rapping. Action cameras, lights are mine. Let's shoot this scene and get it right. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. Now we're here to shoot the scene and we're gonna shoot it right. If we shoot it in the morning or we shoot it in the night. So let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. So let me see, let me see, let me see. So let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. So let me see, let me see, let me see. Now you know we's on a budget, come on get your butts in gears, cause we's about to pick the new star of the year. So action, cameras, lights are mine, let's shoot this scene and get it right. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, hey ho, what do you know? They all wanna be in the picture show. You better know your lines, better try to get them right, so you can be the one who will walk with the prize tonight. So let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. So let me see, let me see, let me see. Let's get some attitude, let the scene reflect the mood. Get it running smooth or you're gonna see me rude. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, who's the man who is gonna be the star? The one I'll be protecting will be going very far. Listen to some of the lights, cause the man's too bright. And don't take your time or we're gonna be all night. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. Makeup, hair, people get on the move. Get the scene together so the camera runs smooth. Don't waste, make haste, come on, give the man his lines. Would you like to clock out before the morning time? I say, action, cameras, lights are mine. Let's shoot this scene and get it right. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, now what you say? There's a problem over there. Well, I'm on my way down there, so you better beware. Now what's up with the dresses? Can't you see the jacket's wrong? And what's up with the hair? Can't you see it should be long? You're messing with my timing, better get your butts in gear. Oh, this'll be the last production you work on this year. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, 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 let me see. Honey, wrap your arms around and make him feel he's mighty fly. Put your hip up on his thigh, give him a piece of the pie. Move that filter over here, dim it so he shows. Make him look like Superman or y'all gonna have to go. I say, action, cameras, lights are mine, let's shoot this scene and get it right. Now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, now let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. Now let me see, let me see, let me see. I say, action, cameras, lights are mine, let's shoot this scene and get it right. Let's shoot this scene and get it right. Let's shoot this scene and get it right. Okay, cut. Curtain closes. Act 2, Scene 2. Scene opens downstage on a loading dock with James, Sleazy, and Breezy.
Why, hi there, James, darling. Well, you were just a big hit up there. Those other guys don't even stand a chance. That's right, honey lamb. We were so excited watching you. You know, that's really why we came on this little old cattle call. Jamocha told us that you were going to be Mega Media's new star.
Oh, did she now? Leave it up to Jamocha to promote my career. Well, I sure do appreciate you all's moral support. Nothing like a couple of pretty ladies to cheer you on.
Why, little old us, pretty? Surely you just.
Why, y'all just hang around here till I'm done, and I'll show you just how much I do jest.
You want to have drinks on Sunset Boulevard?
Sure. I think I could use a few drinks, and you girls can boost my morale some more. I'd like to boost a little more than your morale, if you know what I mean. Sleazy. That's okay with me, Sleaze. I'm available. Madam Sushu shows up. What's this I hear? Did you say available? You can consider yourself booked for the evening. Excuse me? After a day like today, I don't think I'm booked for anything but to be gone. Don't you girls have something to do elsewhere? Well, we'll see you all a little later, James. They exit. On the sunset. Now, just what do they mean by later? Don't they realize that you're trying to become a star? Yeah, they realize that. They're just looking for some fun. Just like me. Well, I hope they find some. Me, too. Well, you know, James, I was hoping that you'd also think of me in that way. You know, fun. Well, we can be fun, too. But after a day like today, I think I'd like to leave all the business behind. Well, I hope you don't think of me as just business. Didn't seem like business at my place last night. Seemed like pleasure to me. Yeah, didn't feel like business last night to me either. But today is different. You know, we've been working together all day. You giving the orders and all. Seems like I just want to get away from that for tonight. You know, not for good. So I'll catch you later. He exits and Devin shows up. Hey, baby, what's up? You look like you got stung by a bee. Didn't the shoot go smoothly? Yeah, everything went really great. That James is really something else. He'd be a star on his own, even if we didn't choose him. You mean you're thinking of not choosing him? Oh, no, it's not that. I'd be a fool not to choose him. But, you know, I wasn't really looking for a star. I could have just hired someone. Devin, you know, I just set this all up to catch me a man. And I like this one. Honey, last night the man made my toes twirl. So, what's the problem? Well, he just went out to have some fun with everybody else but me. And he made a comment that he was sick of my playing the boss all day and that he needed a relief. Come here, baby, he caresses her. Oh, Devin, what's all this mean? You know, I really think I should offer this man a $1 million contract. But what's this all leading to? Am I losing it? I thought I could pull this off, but now I'm just not so sure. I'm beginning to think you were right. Are my ears ringing? Or do I just think I heard you say that maybe I was right? Or that maybe you were wrong about something? Now, don't push it. Trust me, baby. I've been there. You can't mix business with pleasure. He sings song, Don't Mix Business with Pleasure. Don't mix business with pleasure. I tell you, it's just not the way. You mix that business with pleasure. And you'll be sorry someday. They can't catch up, so they'll hold you. You won't be moving on your way. So if you wanna be with tomorrow, I say, you just can't hang with today. So don't mix business with pleasure. I tell you, it's just not the way. You mix that business with pleasure, and you'll be sorry someday. Susu sings. Love can get you into a pickle, feeling like you're happy and gay. But when it comes to bills, don't get fickle, because you wind up having to pay. Moving down the road can be easy, thinking life's a guarantee. But if you get the rug pulled from under you, the road could become very rocky. Both sing. So don't mix business with pleasure. I tell you, it's just not the way. You mix that business with pleasure, and you'll be sorry someday. Devin. Bop, bop, ba-da-da-da-da, su-su. Dot, dot, da-dee-da-day, both. You mix that business with pleasure, and you'll be sorry someday. Devin. Got to pack it and move it on, girl. Pick yourself a bee on your way. Get it up, get it on, move it up, move it on, girl. Or you'll be sorry someday. Susan. I guess I got to go move it on, yes, sir. Got to be getting on my way, cause if I'm gonna be with tomorrow, I guess I just can't hang with today. Both. Bop, bop, ba-da-da-da-da. Bop, bop, ba-dee-dee-day. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da 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 dee dee ding. So don't mix business with pleasure. I tell you, it's just not the way. You mix that business with pleasure, and you'll be sorry someday. Oh, yeah. Oh, Devin, you the man. I just love you to death. They embrace and scene ends. Act 2, Scene 3. Scene opens in a very colorful outdoor party. Many people are conversing. Jewel and Jamocha enter through the middle upstage and wind up downstage. Oh my God! Child, look at all these chocolate hot dogs, honey! They better look out, cause Mother Mustard has arrived. Girl, you are crazy. You're allowed to be crazy when you're in Oz, girl. Now let's make a plan. Now just chill, girl. This is me, Neck of the Wood. There are no rules and there are no plans here. You got to play it by the moment. No bullshit. Well, excuse me. No, child. These people ain't full of it like you and me, child. So don't come in here trying to be slick. You got to play it cool, man. Okay, so what? Wait a minute. Who is that? Oh, that's your manji. The man is buff, baby. Well, he can sure come and buff this baby's behind anytime. No, I want to meet him, child. He's making my knees weak. Oh, my God, he's looking over here. Calm down, child. He'll come around. Come on, let's go over here. They go conversing through the busy crowd. Yamanji notices Jewel as she notices him. He approaches.
Yamanji! They hug. Where you been, gal? You know me got a life on the other side, man. Don't mean to not from here, too. Yamanji, man, this here me cousin, me Ace Boon Coon, too.
Miss Makeup shows up and sprinkles her fairy dust.
Jewel, baby, you sure shine just like one. Oh, aren't you sweet?
Jamaica gives her a look.
Sweet? Gal, the last thing I am is sweet.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse you? Did you pass gas?
Oh, no.
Now stop teasing me, cuz. You know she from the other side. That's okay. As beautiful as she is, it don't matter what side she from. She done captured me heart already. Come with me, girl. Let's take a stroll down Lover's Lane.
Oh, why, certainly, notices Jamoka staring. I mean, sure, why not, notices Jamoka again.
I mean, okay, let's go. Now you stepping, cuz. Come, my little jewel.
They move further down stage left while the party continues in the background. Spot focuses on them.
So, Jewel, now that you've captured me art, what do you intend to do with it?
Oh, have I captured your heart?
Girl, me just told you that. What, you got wax in your ears? Surely you just. What's that?
Oh, sorry.
You got the problem spitting out the truth?
Well, I've never felt like this so quick.
And what's that supposed to mean? You trying to say your heart's a-fluttering?
Well?
Ah, just spit it out, girl. Look down here, man. You got to be real.
He sings song, At Least It's Gonna Be Real, while flirting with Jewel. Crowd in background is dancing and moving to the beat of the song.
At least it gonna be real, man. At least it gonna be real. At least it gonna be real, man. At least it gonna be real. Me say me gives what me's got to give. Me gives it clear and free. So if you want to be with me, baby, you got to play it straight with me. Oh, yes, it's got to be real, man. Oh, yes, it's got to be real. Me gives you all that me feels, and you send me sure that it's real. No matter where in the world you go, there's always some deceit. But when you bring it on down my way, you're gonna get the truth from me. Yes, at least it gon' be real, man. At least it gon' be real. Me's giving you all that me feels, and you can be sure that it's real. Down Jamaica way, that's the way we play. We got no time for the bull. We give you the truth in the honest way, and we expect that from you. Oh yes, we got to be real, man. Oh yes, we got to be real. We let you know what we feel, and you can be sure that it's real. You seem to want me, but you just can't see that you're down here looking down on me. But your heart's a-fluttering and your knees is weak, and you cannot take your eyes off me. So I guess you're gonna be real, girl. I guess you're gonna be real. You're giving it up what you feel, so I guess you're gonna be real. You playing me, baby, what you gonna do? Can't you see that I can see through you? So I say, if you want to be with me, baby, I got to get my truth out of you. No matter what game that you choose to play, it's never gonna get by me. So cut the jive and put the games away, and you can wind up with me. Yeah, man, at least it gon' be real, man. At least it gon' be real. Me giving you all that me feels, and you can be sure that it's real.
At least it gon' be real. At least it gon' be real. So, say it, baby. Say you want me. Say it. You know you want me just like I want you, so say it. I say it. I want you. Jamocha joins them. So what's up with you two? She feel you in. See you, my lovely. Yamanji leaves into the background, which fades as Spot focuses on Jewel and Jamocha.
So what's up? It look like the crayon or blue and set red on lava all over the place. You in love, girl? You know the man got plenty money.
Oh, who cares?
What? Girl, you must be in love.
I feel like I've been hit with a brick.
I told you the man was buff.
No, this has never happened to me. It was so easy. She sings song, I Fell in Love, so easily. I fell in love so easily. Was ease to me falling in love. Yes, I hid my pride with ease, you see. It pleased me when I fell in love. There were no bounds within our reach. There's love for each when you're in love. So come guide my ride completely. It's destiny to be in love, to rise above the skies of love and dare take flight like little doves. Just like the doves, we rise above. We rise for each when we're in love. Yes, I fell in love so easily. Was ease to me falling in love. So please guide my ride, come flee with me. It's destiny to be in love. To grow in your glow, be the ease in your breeze. To feel what you feel and dare to be free. We're on our way where we love to stay. We're in our space where love can embrace. So come with me, let me be ugly. It's destiny to be in love. Yes, I fell in love so easily. Was ease to me falling in love. So come guide my ride. Come flee with me. So we always will be in love.
Scene ends. Act 2, Scene 4. Scene opens in a corner downstage right in the Fab Four's apartment. James and Sleazy are embracing.
Hey, Sleaze, baby. I think we done stepped all over the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, just set this carpet bag on fire, honey, 'cause I am burning up. You know, I haven't felt this good since I've been in Hollywood. What's going on here?
You know, James, honey, I have a little low confession I need to make to you.
No, wait, Sleaze. I think I got something really important to tell you. You see, I've never felt like this.
She cuts him off.
James, let me finish, honey lamb.
No, this can't wait.
Please, honey lamb. Please, with nice, thick maple syrup from one of those maple trees down on our plantation.
Okay, you win. Does that mean I lose?
Well, like I said, honey lamb, I've got a little old secret I've been keeping from you all. Maybe I shouldn't say little old secret, 'cause it just ain't that little. You see, Breezy and I are actually from a very, very wealthy family. You see, most of the peaches that come out of Savannah, Georgia, come right off our family property. We couldn't be any richer. Why, Breezy and I alone are worth millions. We never wanted to let any of you all know, being that we knew that you were all nothing but gold diggers. So we kind of just kept our little old lips shut. We really weren't lying, just omitting the truth. And you know, a girl needs to protect herself these days. Are you just a little angry with little old Sleaze?
No, baby. I'm not angry. Especially after the way we're always playing everybody. But I must say, I'm shocked.
So what makes you tell me this now? Well, being that Madam Susu has offered you that $1 million contract, and you're not necessarily looking for a millionaire anymore, I thought that maybe you just might be interested in little old me for just little old me. And when that thought came to me, I just felt that I just had to fess up. Now, James, you know that I haven't been able to take my eyes off of you since you showed up here in Hollywood. But I knew that if I told you that I was a millionaireess, you'd be all over me.
So, while we were playing everyone, you were playing us. Ain't that a gas?
Surely you can forgive little old me, honey lamb, can't you?
Of course, baby. Water under the bridge.
So now what was it that you wanted to say to little old me?
In enter Jason and David.
Hey, Devin, how you doing? I'm just fine, bro. How you doing? Things couldn't be better.
Hi, Jason, honey.
Hey, sweetie.
Mr. DeVille.
He cuts off.
Oh, baby, please. Call me Devin.
Why, thank you, Devin.
So what's up, Jason? What y'all been up to? Oh, Devin just took me to lunch at the Brown Derby. I was trying to figure out just what wall they'd be placing your picture on. Oh, yes. Congratulations on your contract, James. Susu made a great decision. My girl is a champion. I definitely, most wholeheartedly agree. They shake hands. Thank you. You are too kind. Hey, we're family now. Look, I've got to run. But listen, I would really appreciate it if all of you would attend the anniversary of my club this evening. The red carpet awaits you. VIP treatment, the best of champagne, and a very special announcement. So will you all promise to make my evening? They all respond in many ways of saying yes. Devin proceeds to leave, and Sleazy stops him on the way out.
Why, I just have to tell you, Devin, dear, you are just as charming as an old Southern gentleman.
Why, thank you. He exits. So, Jason, what's up with the we're family now statement Devin made? Oh, so you caught that. Yeah, what's up? Devin told me he's applying for same-sex partnership. It's like being married, but since Hollywood is not ready for a same-sex marriage yet, it's the next best thing. Yo, bro, that's great. I'm happy. You happy? Yeah, bro, I'm happy. All right. They hug.
Is that what this announcement tonight is about?
Well, sorta. He just wants to introduce me to everyone. As his.
Well, you are some little piece of work. Aren't you the lucky boy?
Hey, I think we're all lucky boys, even the girls.
Oh, James, honey, are you calling me a little old boy? Surely you jest.
No, I ain't calling you a boy. But you know how the people out here always say you guys instead of y'all? I mean it like that, you know, like we all lucky boys. All three sing Lucky Boys. This song is sort of like a rap. The only music is the constant snapping of fingers by the three as they pace around doing the Let Me See walk. There might be a bit of a bass added. Lucky boys, that's what we are. Something's looking over us, must be a star. We're as lucky can be. I think that it was in the cards that we meet. I say a la di 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 and a la di di da. Looks like we're going very far. I think that we were waiting for us to show up so we could go and learn just how to grow up. I say, lucky boys, that's what we are. Something's looking over us, must be a star. I'm sure that I am finally part of a whole. I feel it deep down inside my soul. I say, oh, what do you know? And oh, what do you say? Hey, we've gone and found true love in life today. I say, a hip-de-hop-de, hip-de-ho. I say it all seems like a picture show. I say lucky boys, that's what we are. Something's looking over us, must be a star. Where do we go now that we've made it here? We're gonna stay together for a many a year. I say I'm as happy can be. I feel like an angel's looking over me. I say lucky boys, that's what we are. Something's looking over us, must be a star. I say, lucky boys, that's what we are. I say, lucky boys, that's what we are. I say, lucky boys. The song ends with the three snapping to the Let Me See walk as they exit stage. Scene ends. Act 2, Scene 5. Scene opens in Devin DeVille's metropolis. Music is playing and everyone is dancing. There is a sort of net above the dance floor where Nana Joe and Ms. Makeup are seen moving about. There is a very little dialogue in this scene. The only dialogue which takes place is between Nana Joe and Ms. Makeup. There are short vignettes of each couple professing their love for each other, while Ms. Makeup sprinkles dust over them, and Nana Jo jumps with excitement at the sight of her grand's dreams coming true.
The beauty of this scene is bringing alive what really goes on the dance floor in the clubs today, which is dancing. The first vignette to take place is between Jamoka and Prince Kotoku. The second is between Jewel and Yamanji. The third is between James and Sleazy. The fourth is between Jason and Devin. These vignettes include all other characters that are related to the situation. Queen Mother would be involved in Jamaica and the princess scene, as Madam Susu would be involved in Jason and Devin's. Dancing continues throughout the stage as the vignettes are featured. The first vignette includes Jamoka, Prince Kotoku, Queen Mother, Ladies in Waiting, Jason, Devin, and Madam Susu. All are either dancing or conversing. Though the music is fast, Jamoka and the prince are waltzing and hopelessly staring at each other. At some point, each person looks adoringly at couple waltzing, including Queen Mother. The second vignette includes Jewel, Yamanji, Simon, Jean-Louis, and friends of Yamanji and Jewel. All are having a ball watching Jewel and Yamanji dance as if they are having sex. The third vignette includes James, Sleazy, and Breezy. Sleazy and Breezy are dancing on both sides of James like a sandwich. James eventually picks Sleazy up in his arms and plants a kiss right on her lips. Fourth vignette includes Jason, Devin, Madam Susu, Queen Mother, and a guy in a Cupid costume. All are dancing. Jason and Devin dance as if they are made for each other. They all stop dancing, and it appears as if Devin is making an announcement as Cupid stands pointing his arrow at Jason. After that, Jason and Devin hug and kiss. Both Ms. Makeup and Nana Jo look like fools, jumping up and down, screaming out comments like, "You go, girl! Pick her up, James, baby! Shake that money maker, Jason, baby!" etc., etc., etc. There also may be a song created for Nana Jo to sing, responding to all that is going on. Scene ends with entire stage dancing as if in heaven, with Nana Jo and Ms. Makeup jumping up and down on the net on top of dance floor. Act 2, Scene 4. Final scene. Fab Four are pacing around apartment happy for each other. They compare notes, funning around, awaiting their mates to arrive. They begin to sing closing number, Millionaires, as their mates join them.
Okay, Pactets, let's have our final update. Now, according to all sources, we's all kinds of millionaires. You know, I can remember when we was just kids, making a pact to marry millionaires. Y'all mind, I tell ya, it's almost as if we had someone looking out for us.
What you mean, woman? Like a witch or something?
I don't know, but it seemed like something been helping us. It can't be this easy.
What you, Miss Hocus Pocus now?
Don't you be making fun of me.
Well, at least you can talk any way you want to now.
And now, just what is that supposed to mean? You're looking for trouble, boy. Don't get misdirected. All right now, please. I tell you, give folks a little bit of money. And Jason cuts her off. Honey, I don't see no little bit of money over here. They all laugh. Children, our mates will be arriving any moment. Can we just have a little love, peace, and happiness in the air? Thank you.
They all answer together.
Why, of course, Miss In Charge.
They all laugh.
Why, thank you, one and all.
She screams.
We did it!
They all jump up and down and sing as a group and individually.
We said that we would marry millionaires, that they would pick us up from there and place us right over here. We said we'd marry us some millionaires because that's the pack we shared.
Said I was sick of crawling, had to get out of there. I needed the next flight up. It took me directly here where I say I could marry me a millionaire.
Yamanji shows up.
Because that's the life for me.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. I said I needed me a millionaire. See, I was spoiled, rotten, did not like to work, but I got it together. Oh, yeah, I wind it up with a million and a millionaire. Sleazy shows up. Because, hey, that is the life for me.
Yaman, Yaman, Yaman. Life was confusing. I just wanted to be me. I didn't want to hear nothing from nobody, but I got me. I say, hey, millionaire, who's gonna stand by me?
Prince shows up.
Because, Yaman, that's the life for me. Da, 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 da. I say I had to marry me a millionaire. You see, I needed someone special who would really, really care. And I got him.
Devin shows up.
I'm just so happy for my millionaire because, hey, that's the life for me.
They all sing. They all sing.
We're gonna marry us a millionaires. They're gonna pick us up from here and place us right over there. We're gonna marry us a millionaires because fish got to swim, birds got to fly. June's gonna always come before July. We all got to live, we all got to die. And there don't need to be no reason why. We say we're gonna marry some millionaires because that's the life for me. And me, and me, and me, and we tell you we are gonna marry us a millionaires because that's the life for me. For me, for me, for me. For me.
Curtain, the end. Okay, the dancing in this play will be very descriptive. All of the dancing will appear as what the words are saying. Something very different than average dancing. The tap may be a little conventional, but the other dancing is to be quite descriptive. There's a possibility of Nana Jo character can also be a male. A possibility of giving some characters a little bit more lines, such as Simon. And many songs can be repeated. And there's a chance of extending the play a little. And that's about it. Thanks.